Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Mindset Manifesting Podcast. We are continuing our series. We are now on episode 6 on manifestation mastery. So today we're going to talk about intention and setting the energetic course. For those of you who don't know, my name is Lena. I am a spiritual teacher, a conscious manifestation coach, and I've been on my awakening journey consciously now for about 5 years. If you want to connect with me, I've got some links in the description box, my blog, my YouTube channel, etc. So if you want to connect, please check out those links. Now let's get into the episode. So again, intention and setting the energetic course. We're going to talk about the art of setting intentions, the power of conscious intention setting, the role of rituals in reinforcing attention, intentions, aligning actions and intentions, the frequency of intentions, and visualization as a tool for intentions. So when we set clear and conscious intentions, we want to have a clarity and for our desires, right? Be clear about our desires. And then clarify those desires, those intentions consciously, and then making sure they align with your core values. Okay. So begin by gaining clarity on your desires. What do you truly wish to manifest? Define them with precision. Okay. Be very, very clear. And then allow those intentions to be a beacon that guides you through your journey, right? You have your intentions. That's like the light at the end of the tunnel, let's say, right? That's where you want to end up at. That's what you want to manifest, right? I mean, it's a continual journey. So there's always going to be new things we want to experience, new things we want to manifest. But by setting those clear intentions, it gives you something to focus on, so that any affirmations, any thoughts, you can align them with that intention, okay? And you always want to formulate them consciously rather than framing them in a way. For instance, say you want a new house. Okay, that is your intention, right? I want to live in a new home, right? Frame it positively rather than saying something like, I don't want to live so-and-so, right? I don't want to, I'm being careful with my words because I know words have power. So anyway, when you are setting your intentions, you don't want to use words such as I don't want this or that. Okay. I want this or that, because that word want, I mean, there's an energetic frequency of that. You don't always want to be in a state of want. It gets easier with time in changing the way that you use words, right? Because we get so used to talking in a certain way, using certain words. So you could say, you know, I intend to experience this. I intend to move into my new home. Okay. All right. And then with these core values, or with these desires, and creating this clear intention and being conscious about it, you want to make sure they align with your core values. So ensure that your intentions align with your values. Because when your intentions are in harmony with your like authentic self, they become really powerful. Okay. And that propels you toward the manifestation much quicker than if they weren't in alignment. Because if your desires aren't in alignment with what you your core values, right? Those values that are really important to you. There's going to be this the you're not going to be in alignment, basically, right? The energy is not going to the energy is not going to align. The energy of what you intend versus the energy of that manifestation won't align if those intentions are not again, if they don't align with your core values. All right, I'm struggling a little bit with my words this morning. I have not had a full cup of my mushroom coffee this morning, so I'm going to take a sip. All right, so not saying that we have to have coffee. Excuse me to focus and stuff, but I didn't sleep very well last night. I had a lot of dreams last night. So yeah, I'm probably need a nap today or to sit and meditate for a while. All right, so let's talk about setting intentions and those intentions being acting as guiding lights. So you want to focus your energy, okay? Like a laser beam. You want to be, and again, this takes practice, but you want to focus on your intention rather than the opposite, rather than what's not happening, okay? These intentions, right? And this focused energy on those intentions create this point of concentration so that you know where to direct your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions toward the fulfillment of those desires. Okay? So this focused energy is a key ingredient in the manifestation process. A lot of times we will think we're focused on one thing, where in reality we're subtly focused on something different, right? Think you're focused on, your desire, but it's not manifested yet. So we inadvertently sometimes focus on the fact that it's not here yet, rather than what the actual desire is. It can be really subtle sometimes. All right, now let's talk about shaping perception. So intentions shape your perception of reality. So when you set clear intentions, you filter your experiences through the lens of your aspirations, which create a reality that aligns with the energy of your desires. And clear intentions act as magnets, drawing in the energies that resonate with your aspirations, right? Making what is invisible visible. You're not pulling something out of thin air. Everything already exists. You are just aligning with your desires. So the magnetic attraction is really an alignment, okay? With what already exists. So as you consistently hold your intention in your awareness, you create this magnetic pull that attracts the people, opportunities, and circumstances conducive to manifestation. But again, it's all about alignment, so you're aligning with it rather than just pulling something towards you for the sake of just pulling it towards you, if that makes any sense. So here's the thing. I have a little bit of a issue with the law of attraction, because I know that all things exist, and We're not like pulling things again out of thin air. Okay. We are energetically matching. So we're not necessarily just attracting things to us. We're energetically matching up with that desire. Okay. So the alignment's gotta take place. That frequency, right, has gotta be cohesive, if that makes any sense. I know I'm struggling a little bit with my words today. I'm so sorry. But this is life, right? This is just how some days go. I could wait to record the podcast. I don't want to do that. I mean, this is just me. All right. Taking another sip of my coffee. So let's talk about the essence of intentions, on the journey of creation. Steering through challenges, consistency and focus, and then celebrating milestones. So again, intentions act as really a navigational tool, this beacon during challenges. So when we're faced with obstacles, when you're faced with obstacles in your life, revisit your intentions because they provide clarity and guidance, and they can help you navigate through difficulties with a focus on the ultimate goal. Because here's what happens on this journey. As you awaken and you go through this ascension process, it is all happening within. You're ascending to higher states of consciousness, okay, within. And what happens is, as you do that, anything that no longer serves your highest good, any patterns that you need to break will resurface. Okay, those things surface up, they surface, and you have to face those, right? Anything that shows up in our reality that perhaps is a manifest an unwanted, it's unwanted because it's a manifestation based on old thought patterns or beliefs, or even the words that we speak, right? Manifest. So we then face these obstacles or challenges. And when that happens, instead of reacting, the best thing to do is to look at it, to observe it, and realize this is showing me that I need to change my thought patterns. I need to focus on my intentions. What am I creating for my life? So again, intentions act as this navigational tool. Okay, you've intended something, shows up, that is not ideal, it's an obstacle. And again, rather than react, you know what your intentions are, focus on that. Okay, and consistency in focusing on your intentions is pretty paramount. Regularly revisit and reaffirm them. This practice really keeps your energy aligned with your desires. To ensure that there's a steady flow towards the manifestation, towards that desire. And then acknowledge and celebrate milestones, even the little ones along the way. Okay. Each step forward is a testament to the power of your intentions. And this goes back to gratitude, which, I've talked about previous episodes. Recognizing progress reinforces the positive energy around your aspirations. So, what are conscious intentions versus just fleeting thoughts? Okay. Now, what sets a conscious intention apart from a fleeting thought? Ask yourself the question, what sets a conscious intention apart from a fleeting thought? Because we have fleeting thoughts all throughout the day, right? Sometimes we're picking up on, other people's energy. And that happens to me a lot, where a thought will come in and I'm like, Where is that coming from? From within my collective reality, where is that thought coming from? What energy am I picking up on? Okay. Now I'm aware of those fleeting thoughts. I catch them a lot. Whereas, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I'd have all these thoughts and I wouldn't necessarily observe them. Or if I was aware of them, I thought they were all like all my own. And I couldn't figure out why am I having these thoughts. Now I have a better understanding of fleeting thoughts and stuff, but that would be a like a whole other podcast series, right, on energy and things like that. So anyway, let's kind of unravel the distinction by illuminating this depth, right, of conscious intention versus fleeting thoughts. So thoughts are building blocks. They're the building blocks of your reality. Intentional thinking involves purposely selecting and directing your thoughts, recognizing their potential to shape the world that you experience. And conscious intentions also, what they do is they align with your deepest desires. So, what are your deepest desires? Figure that out, know what you want, and then set conscious intentions, okay? Unlike fleeting thoughts that come and go, right? If you have a desire and you set an intention and you're able to focus on that no matter what comes up, right? That's much more, that gives you this beacon again, right? You can focus on this, unlike the fleeting thoughts, right? That just come and go, and you sometimes don't even pay attention to them. You don't care, whatever. Okay. So intentional thinking involves a deliberate focus on thoughts that resonate with the reality that you wish to manifest. And this alignment becomes, again, this magnetic force, right? Intentional thinking also shapes the energy that you emit into the universe. So your thoughts carry a vibrational frequency. And when infused with consciousness and purpose, they become these pretty strong or powerful agents in molding the energy that surrounds you. Okay. Now let's talk about some techniques for conscious intention setting. And this, we talk about this every episode. Mindfulness meditation, okay? Because mindfulness meditation brings awareness to your thoughts. And then by observing your thoughts without attachment, you can gain insight into their nature and can consciously choose those aligned with your intentions. And then there's visualization. Visualization is a potent technique for intentional thinking. Okay? Create vivid mental images of your desired reality. And as you immerse yourself in these visualizations, you send out a clear and intentional signal to the universe. We've talked about this before. And then, of course, there's affirmations, right? Craft your affirmations, ones that resonate with your intentions. Okay? And then these affirmation statements are more than just positive statements. Okay, you want them to embody the essence of your desires, of what you're wanting to manifest. And then, as you need to, repeat them with conviction, reinforcing the intentional energy that you are that you're directing. Okay, and journaling, we've talked about that before. I call it scripting now rather than journaling, right? Scripting my life. I'm writing the story of my life, which I don't do every day like I used to, but I still script whenever I feel like scripting. And I've actually been thinking the past couple of days about going back into like adding that back into my daily my daily routine and scripting and revising again, every day, because I find that although I'm naturally, my natural state now is one of knowing and being positive and at peace. For the most part, every once in a while something small will come up, but things like that don't really impact me like they used to. But I've been thinking about like reincorporating scripting every day and then revision every day just for a while. excuse me. There are yeah, I've been thinking about doing that again. Just to kind of, the main reason is to kind of just switch up my current routine. I don't like getting into that. When we do the same things every day, right? We get into a routine and then we can become complacent, even when we're aware. Okay. And I don't like being complacent. Okay, even though again, I'm very aware of my thoughts, I have a great routine with meditation. With I listen to, I do sound healing, things like that, and I visualize, right? I visualize usually before bed. Not every day. But more often than not, I do it way more than like scripting and stuff. Because again, the my big manifesting, like there are some things in my life that would that are like these core things. I would say there's like three to five like core things that I would consider the big manifestations, right? For my life that would really change the trajectory of my life. Those things I have visualized often enough that I've been able to let them go, right? Because now I just know. Now when I think about it, those things is they're like a memory, right? I visualize it so much that when I think about it, it's like a memory pops up. So, but again, being complacent, like I'll find myself being complacent and I'm like, I need to switch things up. I can feel it energetically in my body. So I'm thinking about going back to my routine I had probably, 6, 8 months ago, where every morning I would script and revise and I'd still meditate, during the day. And then at night I would script and vision and revise. So I'm thinking about going back to doing that. I don't necessarily need to like really change anything. Maybe some small things, right? Like tweak, basically like tweak my life. And it's good to switch up the routine because you don't want to get into like I don't like being stuck in loops. I like changing things up. So I'm thinking about adding those things back in. But anyway, journaling isn't journaling can bring clarity to your intentions. I know it kind of went off on a tangent there, but and then you want to bring awareness and consciousness to your intention. So before setting intentions, reflect on your core values and ensure that your intentions align with these values, right? So that they create this harmonious connection between your aspirations and who you are, your authentic self. And then periodically review and refine your intentions, right? As your journey unfolds, your aspirations may evolve. So conscious intention setting involves staying attuned to these changes and adjusting your intentions accordingly, right? This is probably part of the reason I've been thinking about adding scripting and revision back into my daily routine is because, I kind of want to tweak a few things. Okay. For me, what I do too is I test things, right? So th there are a few things that I've been Kind of smaller things that I've been wanting to manifest. So I'm trying to figure out how to the right way to word this. All right. With some of these smaller things, but I have found that I've become a little bit complacent, right? Like I know that I can manifest. I know it's natural, right? I'm not worried about like these bigger things, but there's some, there's some just kind of regular, everyday, kind of mundane things that I don't focus on as much, right? So I know that if I go back and script and revise, I can kind of put some energy behind that and create this flow of energy towards those desires, towards those intention. So again, even when you get to a point where things just, where you just know that you're manifesting all the time, you can't become complacent with some of the smaller things, right? And maybe you need to, maybe you do need to put some energy towards those, towards those manifestations. I'm really struggling with my words here. I am so sorry. I don't be mainly because as I'm talking, I don't like using the phrase bigger or smaller manifestations. I don't like using that analogy, but I realize that some people see bigger things, career, health, love, things like that is like bigger manifestations, but like smaller things, right? Like everyday kind of things, right? For instance, the weather. I am not a fan of the snow, okay? I know that if I were to intend, that today's going to be a nice day. Today, I wake up every morning and it's just beautiful outside. Even if it's snowing, it's just beautiful. And the weather is great. I can go outside and it's comfortable, not too cold kind of thing. Those things, right? I get complacent about. So that's the kind of thing I'm referring to here when I say smaller manifestations, or even just waking up and like today I woke up and because I didn't sleep very well last night, even those words, I didn't sleep very well last night, right? I can change though if I were to sit down and script in the mornings, then I can change that. Be like, you know what? I had a great night's sleep. I had a lot of interesting dreams, but I had a great night's sleep. See, those kind of things, right? Sometimes we lose fo we're focused on like the bigger manifestations. We've set those intentions, and then sometimes we get complacent about the smaller things. That's what I'm getting at. All right. So going back to my adding the scripting and the revision in my routine. So at night, I could revise and say, wow, I felt great today. I had so much energy. I recorded my podcast. It was, the words just flowed kind of thing, right? If I were to revise this day, that's an example of how I would, script and revise. When I say revise, going through and what I do or have done is I have a journal, and in the morning I would script of this is how my day is going to go. This is what I've experienced today, as if it's already happened. And then at night I would reinforce that. Okay. All right. Let me get back on track. All right. So bringing awareness and consciousness to your intentions. Again, before setting your intentions, reflect on your core values, right? You want to make sure that your intention aligns with your values. Okay. And then periodically review and refine your intentions. Okay. And this is again where spiritual discipline can be really helpful. Like if you have a really great routine when it comes to these type of things, journaling, visualizing, meditating, etc., things start to fall into place, and then it'll become more evident when you need to kind of tweak things. All right. And gratitude, right? We always go back to gratitude. Cultivate gratitude for your manifestation. The big ones, the small ones, right? Even when you don't fully see your manifestation, but all these positive things are happening, or you see synchronicities. Cultivate gratitude for all of that. All right. Okay, now let's talk about the role of rituals in reinforcing intentions. Okay, so they're incorporating rituals, I call it spiritual discipline, into your daily practices. That can be really key for just helping to make sure that you're cultivating that awareness. Or again, you're not becoming complacent, right? Letting the just letting life happen to you. So morning intention setting rituals are can be helpful for, just setting up your day. So start your day with a morning ritual that sets the tone for intentional thinking, okay? Whether you're sitting down and scripting, writing the story for your day, right? This is how my day went. And again, not you don't want to journal or script like it's going to happen, but it's happening now, okay? So you can write down your aspirations, practicing your affirmations, saying them out loud, writing them down, or even sitting and visualizing or meditating in the morning. Okay. Quite often, what I'll do is I'll sit in my chair in my living room, not necessarily here in my office, but I have a chair in my bedroom, I have a chair in my living room. Where I'll just sit, with a cup of coffee, my mushroom coffee. I stopped drinking regular coffee, and I'll just kind of daydream. Sometimes I meditate, sometimes I just will sit and kind of look off and like daydream. Again, when I think of those bigger manifestations or like a memory, it just pops up like a memory. So I'll do that sometimes. If I don't meditate, I'll just sit and I'll daydream. And that can actually be very helpful. That can be very helpful too, right? To sit and daydream, right? I may sit and think about, a conversation I'm having with somebody, right? That aligns with my manifestation. So, cultivating a practice is important. I've been on this journey for a while now. So, some things are just like they are just natural for me now. But if you're just starting out, these things, you may need to do them every day to get you into the habit to until eventually they're just like second nature. Okay. All right. You can also have mealtime gratitude rituals, right? Turn your meals into moments of gratitude and intention. Before eating, maybe take a moment to express gratitude, for the nourishment, right? Set an intention for the energy that you want to bring into your body. Okay? This simple ritual can really transform like this normal mundane everyday activity into like a sacred act for you, right? Maybe that becomes an important part of your routine. Okay. And then, you know, and then your evening rituals. Okay. End your day with an evening ritual, you know, perhaps a reflection, a revision, review the events of the day, express gratitude for the positive moments. If anything did not go the way that you wanted to, revise it. Revise it. Imagine how it would have gone in your ideal reality, in your ideal day, right? Never let things just go, okay, as they were. You can revise your day. That's where scripting really comes in for me. Like when, and this is kind of why I want to go back to it, right? Because I've kind of gotten into this. There are certain things that are just kind of mundane now, but I need to put some energy and propel myself forward in certain areas. So going back to revising in the evenings, right, and scripting. So when I revise, I write it out, okay? I don't necessarily, sometimes I'll, when I'm revising, I'll think back on the day and I'll visualize how it would have gone. But for me, with that, it's easier to write it in my journal, how my ideal day or how my day went, right? And every day is going to be a little bit different depending on, you know, what happened that day. But I change it. When I was doing it every day, I was changing it. Now, again, I've become complacent with that. So, matter of fact, now that I'm talking about it, I'm going to go back to doing that. Starting this evening, doing the revision, okay? So that instead of the day being kind of, you know, mundane or complacent, right? Because I'm in the habit of my day going a certain way, I can add a little bit momentum and kind of propel myself forward, right? All right. So the evening reflection, right? Review the day and express gratitude for the positive moments. Set intentions for a restful night's sleep and the following, and even for the following day. Okay. This reflective practice again reinforces the conscious direction of your energy. And speaking of restful night's sleep, I haven't done that in a while either. I haven't had as many dreams over the past few months. But ideally, I would like to, even though I don't remember them, I do a lot of work on the astral plane in my dream state. We all are really entering into a different world or worlds when we sleep, even if we don't remember it. And I teach on the astral plane. I've been a teacher in past lifetimes. I've remembered dreams where I'm teaching or being taught. So I could set an intention for a restful night's sleep. I've done it before. I have actually set the intention, really spoken to my guides and been like, hey, look, can you give me a break tonight? Right? This is when... this was when there was a period of time where like every, I think it was around, like a full moon or eclipse or whatever. And for like 2 weeks, oh my goodness, my dream state, it was just crazy. And I got to a point, I was actually working with a coach at the time. And she was like, you know, you can ask your guides or you can set an intention she was talking about the astral realm. It's just like, you can ask your guides or set the intention. And our guides are really just, you know, aspects of ourselves and other dimensions or whatever, to make sure that you're traveling, you know, in a p- positive realm, a positive astral plane, rather than somewhere where it may be not as positive, right? Because everything exists. So, and when in like the in the fourth in a fourth dimensional state of awareness, we're kind of seeing everything, right? The positive, negative, etc. So that's another thing I need to do. Perhaps I'll do that tonight too. When I go to revise my day, I'll set an intention for a restful night's sleep. I actually haven't done that for a while because I enjoy remembering my dreams, right? Because I get a lot of information that comes through, messages and stuff when I remember my dreams. Last night, I don't remember my dreams exactly, but I had like several of them. And at one point I was laughing at somebody in my dreams, and I don't remember ever in my life laughing in a dream, but I was laughing and it woke me up. So that was kind of cool. And sometimes I'll be having these dreams. Again, when we're dreaming, we're just, you know, in other worlds, but I'll think to myself, oh, I should write this down. I need to write this down. And then, I woke up this morning and I didn't remember it. I could do it in the middle of the night when I wake up, but sometimes I'm too tired. If a really profound message comes through, I'll write it down. Like there have been times where I've had a dream that was so, the message was so profound, or I experienced something like encountering extra interdimensional beings, etc., aliens, if you will. And I would wake up in the middle of the night. I would write sometimes in the dark, or I'd have like one eye open, one eye shut, like half asleep, like trying to write down the message. Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about crafting rituals aligned with intention. So sensory engagement, things like symbolic objects and movement and gestures can all be helpful, right, in your rituals. So engage your senses in crafting your rituals, whether it's like the scent of an incense, the texture of an object, or even the sound of a specific mantra. So infuse your rituals with these sensory elements, right? Making sure that they resonate with your intentions. This can deepen the connection between the ritual and your aspirations, all right? Incorporating, symbolic objects into your rituals, okay? Some people use crystals. So these could be items that hold personal meaning or represent your desires, right? Maybe you have like a special crystal or a candle, or, just an object that means something to you, that you can, put a powerful intention behind. Okay. And they can also be tangible reminders of your intentions. All right. Now, you can also introduce movement and gestures into your rituals, right? Physical actions. They can be powerful conduits for intention, whether like it's a specific dance, like a hand gesture, like mudras, or even the act of like releasing a symbolic object into like flowing water, right? These movements can anchor your intentions into the physical realm. Say you have an intention, right? And maybe you create like a, like a floating lantern, or like a little object that float, like a little sailboat or something that, you can take down to the lake and you set the intention and let it go. Right. That's what I'm referring to as far as, objects. All right. And then movement, right? Maybe you get up, in the mornings and you stretch and you set your intentions as you're stretching, or maybe you get on the treadmill, right? Or you take a walk and you are speaking your manifestations out loud, speaking your intentions out loud. Okay. Also, creating a ritual space can be very helpful, right? Designate a specific space for your rituals. This could be a corner of a room, like a cozy little nook, or even like an outdoor sanctuary. In the summer, I go outside. I have a table and a lounge chair, and I will sit and I create a little space outside where I will sun gaze if I get out early enough, or I'll script outside. Again, I have a chair in my living room and in my bedroom, like a little nook area. Like in my living room, the chair is actually behind my couch next to my sound bowls. I have a light, I have some crystals on the small table. It's actually like a little nook. And then again, consistency. So if you're gonna create these practices, consistency is key until you kind of get into this natural state of knowing with your desires, right? And then just again for maintenance or to break up, complacency, etc. Consistency is key. Now let's talk about the importance of aligned actions. And we might actually go a little over an hour today because I've been rambling. All right, so let's talk about momentum and manifestation. All right, intentions set the stage, but aligned actions provide the necessary momentum. Okay, it's a daily commitment to actions that align with your aspirations that propels the manifestation process forward, right? This turns your dreams into tangible reality. Okay. And then fulfilling the co-creative role. Okay. Your aligned actions signify your commitment to the co-creative process. So manifestation is not just like this passive endeavor. It requires active participation. Okay. Your actions become the brush strokes, if you will, that paint the canvas of your desired reality, and then build trust in the process. Okay, and that can take some time. I'm at that point now where I just trust. Okay, this consistent alignment of actions with your intentions builds trust in the manifestation process. Okay, and then as you witness these tangible results of your efforts, then you cultivate a deep belief in your ability to shape your reality, right? And this can foster a positive feedback loop of your manifestation. Again, this I'm kind of at that stage now. But some things that I want to tweak. Nothing wrong with that. It's a journey. All right. So real quick, let's talk about some practical tips for integrating intentions into daily activities. We talked about some of these before. So I'm not going to go into detail because we By now, we should, know how to do these things, the energy behind them, etc. So you've got morning ritual for setting intentions. You can set intentional work breaks at work, to reaffirm, your affirmations, etc. Maybe if you're at work and you're kind of getting caught up in maybe negative thought patterns or self-talk or whatever, set intentional breaks to kind of reaffirm your desires. Mindful decision making in your daily activities before taking action, pause and reflect on whether the proposed action actually aligns with your intentions. Okay? Or are you perhaps doing, something just to please somebody else or because you think you have to do it? Think about it. Does it actually align with your intentions? Okay. Create intentional milestones, right? Break down your long-term intentions, your long-term goals into smaller, like actionable milestones. I have a planner. I wasn't always great about keeping a planner, but now I have a planner, with goals And I have a gratitude area that I do every day. So that's a way for me to break down these intentional milestones. All right. And you can really turn your entire life into a manifestation practice, right? By integrating holistic approaches, okay? Infuse your intention into your relationships, your career, health, and personal growth, right? Let every action be a conscious step towards the life you desire. This is what I mean by holistic integration, okay? Mindful awareness, we've talked about that a lot, okay? And then evening reflection, right? Revision. So it, more than just reflection, but revising your day. If something didn't go the way you planned, something negative happened, don't sleep on that, right? Revise your day. How would your day have gone different, right? What would have been a different outcome rather than, perhaps a negative thing that happened, okay? Now let's talk about attuning your energy to intentions, okay? We talked about clarity in intentions. So the first step in attuning your energy is gaining the clarity on your intentions. Clearly define what you wish to manifest. Specify the details and emotional tones associated with your desires, okay? The clearer your intentions, the more precise the frequency that you emit. And well, I'm not going to go into that now. I need to make a note though to talk about frequency. Because we're really always emitting the same frequency. We have an inner our soul, we have an energetic frequency that we emit. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that now. So we'll just let's talk about energetic alignment. So your energy is like a tuning fork, okay? It seeks resonance. Align your energy with the frequency of your intentions by immersing yourself in the emotions and sensations associated with your desires, right? A lot of people talk about raising your frequency and vibration. I have a deeper understanding of that now, knowing that we are always emitting the same frequency, and the manifestations really a lot of it comes down to allowing and letting go. But again, that'll be another series probably. So anyway, I don't want to confuse you guys, but right now, because so many people are in that mindset, I have to raise my vibration to bring this thing to me. We're going to kind of go with that a little bit here, but this is a journey, so I'm going to talk about different things here. Everybody's at a different point on their journey, different things will resonate, okay? So perhaps this resonates with you now, and then the more in alignment you are with your manifestations, the easier it becomes for you to recognize and to just know that you don't have to do so much work to make things happen, right? There'll be different episodes that will resonate with you at different times. All right. All right. Now, visualization, right? Visualization. We talk about that a lot. excuse me. It's a powerful tool for attuning your energy. Okay, so create vivid images of living your desired reality and engage all of your senses if you can. All right. And then you want to create resonance for your manifestations. This includes consistency and energetic alignment, right? Regularly revisit your intentions and align your energy with them. Create those positive affirmations and then surround yourself with harmonious elements, Right? Immerse yourself in environments and activities that resonate with the frequency of your intentions. Maybe you find music enjoyable or art or going out in nature. These harmonious elements can contribute to the energetic resonance, right? Amplifying the manifestation process for you. All right. And then, of course, there's understanding the energetic language of intentions, right? You've got your emotional guidance system. So your emotions are a compass guiding you through the energetic landscape of intention. So pay attention to how you feel when you think about your desires. Positive emotions indicate alignment, while negative emotions may signal a need for an energetic adjustment. Okay. And then listen to your inner guidance. Tune your inner guidance or tune into it, your intuition, which is really your higher self. It's a subtle energy communication that offers insights into the alignment of your intentions. Trust the nudges, the inspirations, and the synchronicities as messages, from the universe, right? Eventually on your journey, that intuition will become louder and you will recognize it as your higher self. Okay, again, that's where I'm at. So now I know that I'm directly communicating with my higher self, the one observing this self. Okay. The God within me observing his creation, if you will, right? All right, so let's see. And then understand your intentions have the power to transmute energy. So when you align your energy with the frequency of your desires, you not only draw your desired reality closer, but you also transform the energy around you, right? Which creates this like magnetic field, if you will, of manifestation. Okay, now finally, I want to talk about visualization, right? As a tool for our intentions. All right, so you can vividly depict your desired reality in a few different ways. All right. So you can create a mental movie. Visualization is akin really to directing and starring in your own mental movie. So close your eyes and vividly depict the scenes of your desired reality. Engage all your senses if you can, feel the textures, hear the sounds, and really immerse yourself in the emotions associated with your aspirations. And then, as you get better at it, you can pay attention to the details of your visualization. The more specific and detailed your mental images, the more vividly they communicate with your subconscious mind, your higher self, and the universe. Okay? Precision and visualization enhances the energetic charge of your intentions, if you will. And then immerse yourself in emotion. Right, we've talked about this before. So the kind of the secret sauce of powerful visualization lies in the emotion that you infuse into the scene. So feel the joy and the gratitude and the fulfillment of your desires. Is already being reality. Okay. Visualization really acts as this bridge between worlds. So it does this by connecting your inner and external realms. Okay. And then consistency. So consistency with your visualization practices again can essentially create memories. Okay. For me, I've visualized enough with certain things that now when I think about them, it's not like I'm looking for something out there. That's not how it works. But it's as if they've already happened, right? Because the image is so clear now in my mind, it's like a memory, right? So if you make it a con visualization, a consistent practice, eventually that's how it will feel. Like you won't get to a point where you don't even visualize it anymore. Because it just is, and it is, it's done. All right. You can enhance the energetic charge of your intentions through guided visualization meditations. by creating vision boards, by creating, morning and evening like visualization routines. Any of these things really work, right? Find the practice that works best for you, okay? Not every practice is going to work best for every individual. Really find what works for you. That's really key. Okay, so that is it for today's episode. I know I kind of rambled a little bit. Went off on a little bit tangents, but again, that's life, right? Sometimes if we script too much, not like scripting our life, but like that's part of the reason why I used to not make notes, is I just wanted to allow whatever was going to come through. And I still do that. So even though I have notes now, right, I'm still going to allow whatever comes through to come through, right? It's part of being authentic. All right. So thank you for joining me in today's episode of Manifestation Mastery. Setting clear intentions is like plotting the course for your energetic ship, sailing towards the manifestation of your desires. So set clear intentions. Okay. All right. So, in the upcoming episodes, we've got a few more, what, four more in this 10-part series. So we'll continue to unravel each step, of this process. And then I will reiterate, things that I've said in previous episodes, because the more often you hear it, the more it sinks in, right? These little seeds that are planted to share with you guys and teach, this process of manifestation and visualization and creating these routines, etc. Okay. All right. So I'm going to sign off for now. So may your intentions be clear, potent, and in perfect alignment with the reality that your heart yearns for. I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye now.